Confession and assurance belong together. Confession tells the truth about sin. Assurance receives the truth about God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Some Christians confess but never receive assurance. They repeatedly ask God to forgive the same sin because they believe their sorrow was not strong enough or their prayer was not sincere enough. Others quickly claim forgiveness without honestly confessing or turning from sin. A healthy Christian practice avoids both errors. We do not minimize sin. We do not deny grace. 1 John 1, 9 gives us both confession and assurance. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us the sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's promise rests on his faithfulness, not on the intensity of our emotions. A prayer of confession and assurance may follow 5 movements. Recognize, begin by naming what happened. Father, I recognize that I spoke dishonestly. I recognize that I acted selfishly. I recognize that I ignored someone I was responsible to help. Be specific without becoming consumed by unnecessary detail. Repent. Acknowledge the direction from which you need to turn. I turn from defending this behavior. I turn from blaming another person. I turn from the habit of hiding. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk differently. Receive God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Father, I trust that Jesus Christ has made atonement for sin. I receive your promise of forgiveness and cleansing. I reject the belief that I must punish myself to complete the work of the cross. Receiving forgiveness is not arrogance, it is faith in God's promise. Repair. Ask what faithful response may be needed. Show me whether I should apologize, correct a falsehood, make restitution, seek accountability, or respect a boundary. Repair does not earn forgiveness. It demonstrates a changed direction. Rest, entrust yourself and the unresolved outcome to God. I place the consequences, the relationship, and the future into your hands. I will accept what I cannot control. I rest in the completed work of Jesus Christ. Here is a sample prayer. Merciful Father, I come to you through Jesus Christ. I confess that I have sinned in thought, word, action, and omission. I specifically confess the wrongdoing you have brought to my attention. I do not excuse it or blame another person. I turn from this sin and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me in a faithful new direction. Thank you that Jesus Christ bore sin at the cross and rose again. I receive your promise that those who confess are forgiven and cleansed. Show me what responsibility, repair, accountability, or changed behavior is now appropriate. Help me respect the boundaries and responses of others. Keep me from minimizing my sin, but also keep me from condemning myself after you have forgiven me. I entrust my past, my consequences, and my future to you. In Jesus' name, amen. After praying, assurance may include speaking scripture aloud. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Emotions may not change immediately. You may still feel grief or regret. Assurance does not depend on instantly feeling forgiven. It rests on the character of God and the completed work of Christ. Confess honestly. Receive God's promise. Make appropriate repair. Then practice living as a forgiven and responsible person. Consider this question. Why is receiving God's assurance an essential part of confession rather than a denial of the seriousness of sin?